CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 19th of March, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB AGM and elections. RSGB board vacancy for a nominated director. And tonight at 8, webinar. Voting for candidates in the RSGB elections is now open. On the Society's website, you can see details about the calling notice, resolutions, elected board director candidate statements, and video interviews, as well as the voting process and a link to vote. Voting ends at 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 13th of April. The RSGB will be holding its AGM online this year on Saturday, the 15th of April, and will live stream the event. This year, RSGB members have the opportunity to submit written questions in advance or to ask questions via the live chat on YouTube during the AGM. You can read further information in the April RadCon and on the Society's website at www.rsgb.org/AGM. The resignation of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, has left an RSGB board vacancy for a nominated director. The Society needs to embrace new methods of working to help meet the challenging needs of the amateur community. Candidates with experience in change management, for example, would be welcomed. The RSGB needs a strong and effective board. This could be your opportunity to be part of that. To find out more, go to the Volunteer Vacancies section of the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers, or for an informal discussion, please email Nominations Committee Chair Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, at nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinar series continues on Monday the 3rd of April with a presentation called Sheep Warrior, a high-altitude balloon flight and recovery system by Heather Nichols, M0HMO. Heather will cover an introduction to flying high-altitude balloons, the radio systems involved, some science experiments she did on her flights, the recovery system developed to help find the payload when it lands, and of course, pictures from almost the edge of space. You can ask questions live, join the presentation via the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more about this and other webinars on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Barry Lewis, G4SJH, the RSGB's microwave manager, is the IARU lead on WRC23AI91B. He reports that the IARU has carried out the only statistical study regarding the WRC-related 23 centimeters Galileo issue. You can read more information about it on the IARU Region 1 website at iaru-r1.org. The post includes links to the background and updates of the developments. The RSGB has received a statement from National Hamfest Lincoln Limited confirming that, due to several factors, there will not be a National Hamfest event in 2023. The organisers of the event say there will be a bigger and better event next year at Newark's Showground on the 27th and 28th of September 2024. To read the full statement from National Hamfest Lincoln Limited, visit nationalhamfest.com. www.thesocietyofcitizens.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. The Hack Green Military Service and Military Radio Hangar Sale will take place on Sunday the 2nd of April. The venue will be Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Alpha Lima. The sale will include electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items, and vehicle spares. For more information, email coldwar@hackgreen.co.uk or visit hackgreen.co.uk. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 37th QRP Convention will take place on Saturday the 15th of April at the Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, postcode Delta Tango 93 Alpha Alpha. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission is £3. The convention will feature talks, traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. For more information visit yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com or contact qrp@yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. The Cambridgeshire Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Foxton Village Hall, Hardiman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, postcode Charlie Bravo 226 Romeo November. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Admission is £3. The rally will feature talk-in, trade stands, bring and buy, an RSGB bookstore and free car parking. For more information, contact Lawrence N0LCM on 07941 972 724 or email rally2023@cambridgerepeaters.net. And you could see cambridgerepeaters.net on the web. The Holsworthy Spring Rally and Boot Sale will also take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Holsworthy Livestock Market, Holsworthy, Devon, postcode Echo X-ray 22, 7 Foxtrot Alpha. There will be plenty of parking, wheelchair access and full catering available. The doors open to the public from 10 a.m. For more details, contact the club secretary, Ken, G7VJA, by email on mike0oscarmikecharlie@mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk and visit mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk. Now the special event news. Golf Bravo 1, Papa Alpha Tango and Golf Bravo 2, Papa Alpha Tango are the special call signs for members of the Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club to use between the 1st and 28th of March to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. 3 certificates are available for making contact with both call signs on different bands. QSL via Logbook of the World only. Hotel 75 Romeo Charlie Hotel is the special call sign for the Haiti Radio Club, established on the 29th of March, 1948. To celebrate its 75th anniversary, the station will be active until the 1st of May. QSL via Club Logs OGRS or via N200. Special event call sign Alpha 60 Alpha Papa will be active until the 31st of August. The call sign is active in recognition of the United Arab Emirates Astronaut Program, which was launched in 2017. The program prepares crews of United Arab Emirates astronauts for missions to the International Space Station and other destinations in space. QSL via EA7FTR. Now the DX news. Andy, DK5ON, will be active as Papa Juliet 5 / Delta Kilo 5 Oscar November from Curaçao, SA099, until Wednesday the 22nd of March. He will operate SSB, CW and digital modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or via DK5ON Direct, or via the Bureau. John N9EAJ will be active as Victor Papa 5 / November 9 Echo Alpha Juliet from Grand Turk Island, NA003, until Wednesday the 22nd of March. Activity will be mainly on SSB and some CW. He also plans to be active from the Columbus Landfall National Park for Parks on the Air. Curcell via his home call. He will upload his contacts to Club Log and possibly to Logbook of the World. Stefan, F5UOW, will be active as Foxtrot Romeo, / Foxtrot 5 Uniform Oscar Whiskey from Reunion Island, AF016, until Monday the 27th of March. He operates using CW, QSL via Logbook of the World. And Sans VK4WXW has been on Willis Island, OC007, since October, and will remain there until the end of April 2023. He works at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's weather monitoring station on the island, and in his spare time, he is QRV as Victor Kilo 9 Whiskey X-Ray. Now the contest news. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group HF RITI contest started at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 18th of March. It will run until 0200 UTC on Monday the 20th of March. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and time. On Tuesday the 21st of March, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 21st of March, the IRTS 80 meter evening counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and county code. On Thursday the 23rd of March, the 80 meter club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 25th of March and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 26th of March. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 16th of March, 2023. Last week was split in two in terms of HF propagation. The first half of the week was characterized by excellent high band conditions, with many people commenting on how good things were. The KP index was low, there was a lack of solar flares, and the solar flux index was high. Perfect for HF. There were reports of openings to Hawaii and Alaska on 10 meters, and Bob, MD0CCE, said 10 meters had been open to the Pacific every night for the last 5 or 6 days. But it didn't last, and by Friday it all went pear-shaped. The Earth was hit by a fast solar wind with a southward-pointing BZ on Wednesday the 15th, which increased the KP index to 5.67. Its impact on the ionosphere was quick and very damaging, to such an extent that the two local digisons at Fairford and Chilton didn't detect the F2 layer, leaving their traces blank. It happened again on Wednesday evening, with the KP index hitting 5.67 once again. Luckily, it didn't last long, and the KP index was back down to less than 2 by the morning, and the MUF over 3,000 kilometres was back on over 28 MHz by mid-morning on Thursday. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the range of 135 to 145. Unsettled magnetic conditions are forecast for the 20th, but as we know, anything can happen at this point in the solar cycle, so look for a low KP index, but above all, get on the bands and see what you can work. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The unsettled weather pattern seems likely to continue through the coming week, driven by an undulating jet stream over the British Isles. This will mean for yet another week there is unlikely to be much good dropo. It's not all bad news though, since the unsettled part of the weather story may introduce some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The mention of jet streams should, in a month or so, raise the promise of some sporadic e-activity, which is often geographically related to the position of jet streams. It's probably a bit early for that, though it could be worth considering a look at 10 and 6 metres as we move towards the end of the month. 10 metres and 6 metres, if you're in the far southwest, can also give some good trans-equatorial propagation at this time of year. This is typical of the changeover period from southern hemisphere to northern hemisphere, sporadic e-activity. As usual, the chance of aurora is still around, so keep a watch out on the clusters or spaceweather.com for the latest news. Early morning, random meteors should stay on the checklist too. For EME operators, moon declination is low, but rising, going positive again on Wednesday, meaning moon availability windows will lengthen. The moon is at perigee today, so path losses are at a minimum. 144 MHz sky noise is low this week, apart from the whole of Tuesday, when the sun and moon are close to eclipse. It's perhaps worth reminding new licensees that preparing a good list of HF and VHF beacons to monitor can be worthwhile, especially in quieter times before the summer sporadic e-season gets underway. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. News of the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting on the air on 144.330 MHz upper sideband from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there are club nets on 28.360 MHz at 8 p.m. and 70.425 MHz at 9 p.m. Contact is keith.mike0tango@btinternet.com or www.bravovictoralfaromeosierra.org.uk. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society in Wimborne holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Please see the club website or Facebook page for information on how to get to the meetings. Sue is the contact, info@fox.romeoalpharomeosierra.co.uk. Pool Radio Society has a net on 145.375 MHz at 8 p.m. on Monday. The net moves to 70.375 MHz at 7 p.m. on Thursday. On Friday, there's a Zoom meeting at 7:30 p.m. Contact is secretary@gulfforpaparomeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays, Torbay Amateur Radio Society has nets on 14.270 MHz at 9:30 a.m. and 145.575 MHz at 12 p.m. On Monday, there are nets on 3.663 MHz at 10:30 a.m., 1.982 MHz at 8 p.m., and 50.155 MHz at 8:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the Society has nets on 14.270 MHz at 9:30 a.m., and 3.663 MHz from 10:30 a.m. The 3.663 MHz net will continue at 9:15 p.m. on Friday and 10 a.m. on Saturday. Contact is kilo echo romeo yankee@mike0kiloromeoecho.net. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be having a construction evening at the Parish Room, Yeovil. Contact is secretary@yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. In Wales, Aberkenfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. The club has recently been approved as an RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Brian, GW4DVB, is the contact, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve2W0VOG0790056080. On Wednesday, Cwmbran Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 till 9pm. Contact is Gareth on 07942 334 464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7pm every Tuesday. The club have access for disabled visitors. The group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm till 10:30pm most nights of the week, and contact Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10am. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8pm. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7pm. Contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru is meeting every other Wednesday at 12pm at 14 Locks Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, November Papa 10, 9 Gulf November. The club has a net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs, lower sideband, which starts around 7:30pm. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-Star net on DCS002B from 8pm. Up in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30pm. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30pm, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8pm. On Wednesday, there is a net from 7:30pm on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30pm on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is Anne 2E1GKY 01242 699 595, join the day, or visit www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB TRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB TRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Gulf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.